And we've got a special guest with us, Dan Fox, Living Sky School Division School Liaison with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Grant. Thanks for having me.
That is a great title. So Thank you. We are talking about a world record event we're hoping to have later on this month here. And you are the lightning rod for this thing. We blame you.
I guess if you're going to blame anyone, it has to be me.
Okay, so where did the idea come from for this mac and cheese challenge?
Well, as an employee of the Living Sky School Division for the past 20 plus years, I've worked extensively with the local food bank. I don't know if the public even knows how much the food bank helps local schools with their nutrition programs, with a backpack program that sends food home with kids who have food security issues on the weekends, mm-hmm. so we can ensure there's always food at home for students. So when I went in there at the beginning of the school year to pick up something, I was quite shocked at how the amount of food on the shelves was very low at that particular point in the year. And I thought, I want to do something that gets the food bank out, out into the public conscious. I mean, it's not only a Christmas and Easter
right.
venture, it's a year-round thing.
Right.
And being a Living Sky School Division employee, I thought, how do I bring all schools on board as well? Not only one school or two schools, but all schools. And then why not the general public as well?
So it's the mac and cheese challenge, and we're not cooking the most mac and cheese. We are what? Doing with what?
I've come to title it as the Great Mac and Cheese Domino Topple. We're going to take 5,500 boxes of Kraft Dinner or mac and cheese, set them up, and topple them like dominoes. Some research, I found the existing world record was at 5,000. So I said, well, let's set our goal high. Let's go 5,500. And that's where that number came from.
Well, considering the people that own us own the Guinness Book of World Record, I'm hoping for nothing. I want this to happen.
And I didn't realize that till after. It was quite an extensive process to apply and be approved. So if I had known that, I might have been able to make some shortcuts.
No, you wouldn't have. No. So here's the deal. Now, we are asking people to buy mac and cheese. How do we drop it off, though? Where are we going? What are we doing?
Well, all local schools, or the majority of the local schools, are participating in the program as well. So if you have a child who is in elementary school, I know most schools are doing class challenges for the class that brings the most. You can send it with them. Most of the larger grocery stores in towns have drop boxes.
Discovery Co-op, Sobeys, and No Frills, right?
Yeah. That's correct. Okay. So if you want to purchase and donate there, you can. The Belfordson District Resource Center will also take donations there as well. If you truly want to get it to the intended target, there are places you can go.
Sure. And you know what? You can actually drop it off here at the station, too. And if it's a big enough thing, well, we'll actually give you a gratuitous thank you. It'll be cool. If a corporation or business wants to make a major donation, we have no problems greasing the wheel. That's fine.
Yeah, I've actually had that happen. I had a company contact me last week that said they were going to donate a box for every employee.
What company was this? We'll give them a thank you.
And this was the co-op, the local co-op grocery store.
Perfect.
Here in town.
There you go. Discovery Co-op. So there. That's pretty cool. So
it is very cool.
The toppling will take place when?
Thursday, March 28th.
Oh, just before Good Friday.
Just before Good Friday.
So when's the last day we can drop off boxes?
Day before. We'll collect on the day before. The actual topple is going to happen at the Nations West Fieldhouse. So if anyone from the community wants to come out and watch from the observation area, they can do that. We hope to have some media there. There'll be representatives from Guinness Book there. There'll be representatives from the food bank. It should be a good time.
We are the media. Anyway, that's fine. No, that's
you
so
are
cool.
Indeed.
And I'm thinking maybe 55 is a little small. I bet you we crush it. I'm just saying.
I don't disbelieve you for one minute, Grant.
All right. Thanks for stopping by. Thanks for a great idea. And now I have a craving for mac and cheese. That's good. All right. Take care, Dan.
Thanks, Grant.
All right. It is 8:18. Here's Brett Kissel, Cooper Allen, and two of us.